Usually I put those two together, the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Usually in my mind the two go together. They relate to one another, but they're distinguished. And I think the reason for that is, notice that first statement. Grant that we and all men renounce our own will. Is that a natural thing for us to do?
Nope.
Oh. My will. A baby. Does a baby communicate his or her will when they're hungry or need to be changed? Aren't you thankful that babies are full-grown adults when they are first born? Can you imagine having a temper tantrum, a full-grown adult, not having self-control? What that would be like putting up with? Praise God that He makes them small at first and then they get bigger. One of the aspects of growing up is realizing that I can't get what I want when I want it, isn't it? I'm not God. I have to wait. Well, that's a concept, patience. We are tempted to demand our own will. Notice what it says, grant that we and all men renounce our own will. Is that something natural? No. Is that part of the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Yeah. Why? Because He is our Father, and His will is good. His will for us is good. We may not think so at times. We may struggle with the things that He brings in our lives, but His will is good. Notice it says, without disputing, obey your will, which alone is good. A hard thing we have sometimes is to believe that. Well, things aren't going the way that I think they should go, Lord, and your will. I have a hard time praying, your will be done, while I'm dealing with cancer, while I'm dealing with rejection, while I'm dealing with loss, while I'm dealing with pain. I don't understand how your will is working out for my good at this moment. It doesn't seem good to me. Isn't that why we need to pray this prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Is it part of developing our faith, our relationship with Him? And the answer is yes. I bet you your parents tell you no at times. And you don't like that. Especially when you really, 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 really want to do it, right? But not everything that we want to do is good for us, right? Without disputing. Ooh, that's a tough one. Obey His will. It doesn't work. So that everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly. Notice that. Again, the will shows up. Willingly. Not, okay, if I've got to do it, I'm doing it. And what? Faithfully. We need grace to do that, don't we? Because there's many times when I don't want to do what God wants, right? There are times when I struggle with this. I don't like that. I don't like what you're telling me to do, but it's the right thing to do, even though I don't like it. And so, Lord, give me the ability to willingly and faithfully obey and fulfill what you called me to, my office and calling, as the angels do in heaven. Have they ever rebelled? Well, 1/3 of the angels rebelled, but they're no longer in heaven. But the 2/3 that are still there, innumerable, they always do the will of Him who is in heaven. And so are we called. Can you do it on your own? No. But can God do it through you? The answer is yes. Amen.